Well, they are finally out. They finally arrived. Peter Dutton's nuclear costings. We must apologise to viewers here because we tried. We tried hard, but it was not even for a fleeting moment that we could take this seriously. This is just Peter Pan Dutton yomping around Neverland, having adventures with his friendly media pirates and goblins over at News Corp. It was a sculpted leak this morning to chosen journalists, to the goblins at the government-subsidised fantasy factory News Corporation, whose splashes today must have exceeded even the wildest dreams of the Mineral Council of Australia, the lobby group for foreign coal multinationals. Check out the headlines. I mean, just check this out. Vision! We're going to save you $264 billion. How did they manage to get there? Don't even bother. It's just Neverland. It's fantasy. Now, we're still yet to see the actual detail, and we might try to take it seriously and get some energy experts on record. But let's face it, what credible energy expert believes that this is ever going to happen? This is Neverland. So we'll check the modelling anyway, because that's the job. But here it is, these leaked fantastical claims by Peter Pan Dutton. You can check out our coverage in the link below. We've done a story on it. We just couldn't keep a straight face. It's impossible to take it seriously. This is really a media and a politics story about the decline of credibility in institutions. It's not really about energy policy. It's never going to happen. It's not commercially viable. While Murdoch treated readers with the usual utter contempt, Peter Dutton's vision and these overcooked numbers, even Philly Curry at the AFR, part of the Press Gallery Club, he appeared to be gritting his teeth doing his analysis this morning, trying to take it seriously. I mean, even august analysts from the energy sector. I mean, check this out from Tim Buckley, who is brilliant. Here it is. This $331 billion LNP proposal makes the Snowy Hydros 2.0 look like a rounding error and is likely to end in the same outcome. Poorly conceived, contrived modelling that never stands the test of daylight. Snowy 2.0 will cost taxpayers 7.5 times the original guess, making a mockery of the perceived economic modelling differences that Dutton is today relying on, but with the taxpayer cost escalating from $331 billion. Now, this is more than our fabled US submarines, says Tim, which will race Dutton's nuclear plants to see which arrive first. Now, bear in mind that SMRs, those are small modular reactors, which the coalition is apparently relying on, they don't actually exist. So the coalition's plan, Peter Pan's plan, to have one of these operational by 2035 is quintessential Neverland. This fantasy assumes that the first nuclear power plant, this is Tim Buckley, we spoke to a short while ago, this fantasy assumes, and Tim's calling it a fantasy and he's meant to be like a serious dude, this fantasy assumes that the first nuclear power plant to be operational by 2035-36, giving the LNP just 11 years to change federal and state laws, prove and then build the biggest infrastructure project in Australian history at twice the speed. Countries like the UK, France and the US can do it. It's also the small matter that they've already got nuclear energy capacity industry. Tim goes on, despite us having zero supply chains or skilled workforce, perhaps it was the person on Twitter, and apologies to that person if you're watching because we can't remember who it was, but it was a gem. This is the mob, referring to the coalition, that during 9 years in office could not even build community car parks. Now we're talking about 7 nuclear reactors. Where's the water coming from? Oh, who knows? Just water. Let's hope it rains. The modelling assumes, Tim Buckley goes on, the modelling assumes the first mythical SMR to be operational by 2035. An assumption Australia will have the first SMR in the world. It's disturbing that the biggest proposed investment program in Australian history is dropped by the federal Liberal National Party via a selective leak to the Murdoch media. This is a reflection, he says, of the LNP's disdain for transparency and informed debate. We would go a little bit further. We just think the whole thing is a con to get Australia to dither on the renewable energy rollout, which plays into the hands of the coal and the gas lobbies. Simple as that. We think it is completely an unscrupulous scam. Now, whose technology? Bear in mind Rolls-Royce, which has been mentioned in the mix to date by Teddy O'Brien, the goblin of nuclear energy. Rolls-Royce, of course, has been trying to sell its nuclear division. Politics of it are that if the coalition, as the polls are suggesting, gets into a minority government, then it will have to get it through the House and the Senate. And how is it going to do that? It's only the Liberal and the National parties who are keen on this brain explosion of an idea. So it's not going to happen politically. Let's say they do get into a majority. It'll take 3 years to get the regulatory settings right. It'll take plenty of time getting safety things sorted, getting community consensus. I mean, who wants a nuclear plant in their backyard, for goodness sake? All that stuff. It's never going to happen. I don't think they are fair dinkum that they think it's going to happen. It's just a delay tactic for their fossil fuel donors. It's as cynical as that. And it might be worth saying that last month, or rather the month before, October 2024, set a new record high for the national electricity market's penetration of renewable energy. There was even a 75% share for a 30-minute interval, but we're talking 44.6% average over the month of November. Okay, it's a good month, the wind and the sun and so on, but that is only going to grow. The government is doing it. It's happening. It'll be 50% perhaps by next year, if you average it out. It's happening very, very quickly. And by the time Peter's nuclear plants are operational in, let's be generous, 2040s, probably the 2070s, the way these guys go, it's not going to happen. It doesn't need to happen. No credible energy expert thinks that it needs to happen. We just have to speed the rollout of wind, solar, pumped hydro and battery storage. Simple as that. Anyway, you check it out on the website. We couldn't keep a straight face. I mean, if anything compelling springs to mind, we'll publish some detail on it. But, you know, I mean, where's the stuff about nuclear waste or decommissioning costs or timeframe, et cetera? It's not even there. Slow clap, as Rod Campbell, the economist, put it. Nobody is taking this seriously. It's a distraction. Everybody knows it. And that's the state of the media. Check it out on the website. Thanks for your support. Please like, share, and comment in the section below.